There are a lot of games out there, a lot of apps out there, but there's only one Best Fiends. If you're like me, you're tired of the same old apps on your phone. You need to play this hit puzzle game, Best Fiends. There's an infinite amount of challenging puzzles and thousands of levels to play, so you will never get bored. Trust me, once you start, you'll be playing every chance you get. Morgan number two likes to play it before the show starts. Download Best Fiends for free at the App Store or Google Play today. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends. I do believe you'll be like the others and tweet me and go, I'm playing it.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Welcome to our studio.
Morning.
Yeah. This is an interesting thing Amy was telling me about. You have a friend, adult friend, who walks around naked in front of her kids?
Yes. And her kids are boys. She's 40. Teenage boys.
Oh, huh. Teenage boys. Oh,
yes.
That's
and I have permission to talk about this because I said I have to talk about this and I have her permission. I said, don't worry, I'll say your name. And she was like, I don't care if you say my name, but I'm not going to say her name.
Say your name.
I'm like, this is, she goes, I get that it's not normal, but we've just always been super comfortable in our house. And she said that if she's taking a shower and they need to come in and tell her something, they have a glass shower, they just come in and they talk to her. And she said, it's just normal. Nobody's staring or making a big deal, but she doesn't like hide in the shower. She continues showering and they talk to her. And I'm like, and your husband, like, this is, and she's like, yeah, it's just how our house is. I was like, okay.
Listen, I know it makes you go, at first. But everybody has the same body parts, men and women.
That's how she... That's
it's so
exactly
weird
how
that we have made being naked a dirty thing. Adam and Eve were naked. Really?
Yeah, that was a long time ago. But yeah.
No, but I'm saying just because in some cultures, you just walk around naked, it's normal. We've unnormalized it. It is weird for us, but we have. It's like when people use the bathroom, that's supposed to be gross.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's just because we made it gross. Mm-hmm.
She brought up that too as well.
Yeah.
She said, our house is so open. We talk about everything. Like if they have certain things that happen in the bathroom because she thinks it's healthy.
It's uncomfortable for me too. Listen, I'm uncomfortable around everybody naked. You know?
Wait, sometimes you
does that. You both, you get naked sometimes.
But when I get naked, it's okay.
Yeah, exactly. That's where her friend's coming from too, I guess.
It's weird. I mean, it's weird, but weird doesn't mean wrong.
Right.
Yes.
And I wanted to make sure she knew that because I was freaking out a little bit. And then I said, but I mean...
And teenage boys, too.
Yeah.
And she said...
And their mom.
Yeah. Those teenage boys, they're all... I mean, they're just wondering things now.
But they're grown now. She said it's just not weird and that it's allowed them to have open conversations about everything. And
It sounds way healthier than how we grew up.
Yeah. They said sometimes they'll come home from going over to friends' houses, and she said that her boys will be like, Mom, I don't know. That family's weird. And she's like, no, honey, we're the weird family. They're probably normal, but we do things differently because they're so free and open.
Oh. Yeah, it's odd. It's odd to think about.
So I was like, hey, but at least they're not shy to talk to her about anything.
But the human body, it's so weird that it's taboo. Mm-hmm. We all have it. Every single person has it. We weren't born except for the fact that our parents, did the store hustle.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But then we're not supposed to talk about that.
Yeah.
No.
Like all of us were born because, yes, it's weird, but still it's that's a thing, huh?
And she was like,
this is all I'm thinking of. If I were those kids' friend, I'd be like, hey, can I come hang out at your house?
Exactly. I need your mom something real quick.
Yeah. Hey, is your mom around? Yeah.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
You and your husband get into a fight?
Yeah, okay. So I asked him to heat something up that happened to be in a glass jar in the fridge. And he grabbed it and I guess started, heating it up. But I was in the bathroom, getting ready. And I walk out and I see the glass jar sitting on top of the stove with the flame, burning. He just got the jar out of the fridge, lit on and everything, set the jar right on top of the stove and turned the flame on.
What's the problem?
And I'm like, what? Eddie, maybe it's a guy thing. Like, I don't want to be sexist here, but Eddie, do you know why that's probably not a smart idea?
No, it's glass on a flame. You just heat it up. He was in the military. He knows it's fine.
Okay. Then I'm like, okay.
Why not though?
Because
the glass
will
break.
Because it could break. It'll pop, and then everything inside will go all over our stove.
Oh.
And it could pop the glass like that and go poof. Just not smart. And that's so the not smartness. I was like, you fly airplanes. And
you said that to him. You're smart in other ways. How can you be so dumb now?
Basically.
Wow.
It's not my proudest moment, but that is what came to my mind because I couldn't believe that he thought that was a good idea. And then he fired back with, well, if we had a microwave.
Oh, dang.
And I was like, okay, solid comeback, really valid. Still not getting a microwave, but, you know, that's kind of what went down. But, I mean, I was, like, blown away that he's, like, so smart, yet could be so dumb.
He's a dude. That's what we do.
Phones, don't you think that he did it just to prove his microwave point?
Not this.
No, this had nothing to do with the microwave. He only said the microwave because I said, you fly airplanes. Like,
I did not know. That's kind of dirty,
I know. I felt low after I said it, and I apologize. I will 100% admit that I took it too far with that comment. But then he was quick and came right back with the, well.
Why don't you get a microwave for him? You just not use it.
It's a great point.
You let your kids eat candy. You don't eat candy.
They get candy every once in a while.
Then let him use a microwave every once in a while. You don't have to use it.
I just feel like I'll find it tempting. I mean, I'm human too.
Oh, now yeah, we
exactly.
Get
yeah.
I'll be like, okay, fine. I'll just put the food in the microwave and zap nutrients.
I know what I'm getting you for Christmas. State-of-the-art microwave. Yeah,
that's so mean. The Bobby Bones
Show. I just think trying to guess people's middle names is a thing. And you know the Thomas Rhett song where it's like, hey, and I try to guess your middle name. So it's this right here. Whoa, and I try to guess your middle name. I was thinking about that. I don't know everybody's middle name in this room.
Huh.
So, Amy.
You know mine.
Elizabeth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I knew you knew it.
Yeah. Mine's William.
Yep.
Bobby William. Do you guys know that?
No.
Yeah.
You guys know Bobby William?
No. Bobby William, what up?
Okay, so Lunchbox. It's got to be something like so generic. Like
Bill?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it would be. What is your name?
Patrick.
Yeah, ooh. Okay, something like that. Yeah, yeah. What is it?
Whoa, you guys think that's my middle name?
What's your middle name?
Donald.
It really
no, it's
is.
Not.
After you're, my grandpa.
No.
Your middle name's Donald?
That you goes never... with your real first name, Donald.
Yeah.
So you have your real first name.
No way.
Which
no
you
way.
Can find online.
No
I don't even care if you say it. It's Dan Donald. Your name's Dan Donald.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Wait a minute.
It's like Jason Gibble.
That's my grandpa's
his
name.
His fake name is Jason Gibble, the Lunchbox right. uses.
All the time. If you ever get a
that's
call from
Jason
that's
my grandpa's name. My dad's dad is Donald.
Okay.
And that's what my middle name is after.
You're telling me your name is Dan Donald.
Is that bad?
No. I'm just asking
it's
if
awesome.
I
look.
NLR is that the
your
truth?
Your name is Bobby William.
I know, but NLR is that the truth? Dan Donald.
No.
Why would you
lie? Why lie, Dee Dee?
Dee Dee Box?
Yeah, Dee Dee.
Eddie, okay. What is yours?
Luis.
So it's Eduardo Luis.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell us your middle name?
Yeah,
do I want to tell you so everybody can have my social security number?
Oh,
how are they
going to
get your social security number?
That's not how it works.
Oh, that's not how it works.
I mean, I just said mine, you said yours, but yet he thinks people are going to get his social.
And of all of ours to go after?
They're not going to go after yours.
I don't think he's the one.
They're going to go after Bobby William, dude.
I've said my middle name before a million times.
Oh, people have gotten after Bobby William before.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Bobby William has lots of
consequently,
locked
we have been all gone after because of Bobby William, but go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know. Someone that worked for the IRS and
someone that worked
town.
For the IRS hacked into the files. Into the IRS to try to find my information, and then not only they found it, but it's someone who worked for the IRS.
Yes, but she didn't have clearance for what she was doing,
and that's why it took.
And then she got flagged,
and they went after Amy, and they went after my girlfriend at the time, and then the law showed up to my house with dropped their badges, and I was like, I'm going to jail. I don't even know what I did. But I'm going to jail, and they were like, here, this person.
Yeah, it was like, crazy.
And I recognized her from coming to tons of station events.
Yep.
I haven't seen her. Anybody seen her since?
No.
No.
I knew exactly who she was.
Mm.
In the big house? You really think so?
For sure. You can't do that stuff.
She like hacked into the IRS
file. Can't do that, man.
Do you want to tell us your middle name?
You really want me to?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
He's coming up with another name
right
now.
Hit that Thomas Rhett clip. It's a whole thing.
I don't care. I'm done. Come on. Get your Bobby Bones on. I wonder if you ever felt this way, Aim. A husband fakes his own death to stop his wife's money requests.
Have I ever felt like faking my own death?
Yeah, you know, marriage probably gets tough sometimes. You make some irrational thoughts.
No, I haven't ever thought about faking my own death. Nope.
One husband found the ultimate excuse, or so he thought, when he tried to fake his own death to stop his wife from asking him for money. Mm. He staged photos of himself laying in bed with his eyes closed and a sheet over his body.
Who took the photos?
The media did report his death.
Oh, really?
But it did not take long for people to realize it was a hoax. People noticed he appeared to be lying in a doubled bed, and the white sheet over his body was a pillow cover. Local media found him alive, and he said the hoax was a ploy to make his wife of 2 years believe he had passed away.
Wow.
He said, my wife would call me every week just to ask me to send more money. I wonder if it's his ex-wife.
Yeah, I was like, why isn't she with him?
Every Saturday, she would call me telling me I had sent her so much, and I needed to send her this much more. So, yeah.
Every Saturday, huh?
Yeah. He just needs
that faking your death, man. You got that.
I know.
And then who takes the picture and knows?
Yeah.
It's like, Chris, it's not going to work, man.
Come on, man. I'm telling you.
Chris, trust me, dude.
Come on. Just take the picture, man. Give me that pillowcase.
You got to at least disappear.
And
like
give me some options. Take it from higher. No. Let me do it again. Let me lay back down again. Take it again.
It's like a photo.
It's like Instagram. Yeah. No. Do it again.
Add a filter.
Let me see it.
Oh, no. Yeah, is there a death filter? Yeah.
Puppy dog.
Okay. Let's go over to Morgan number two. She's 24 years old. Hey, what do 24-year-olds
care about? So you guys may remember Hubba Bubba bubblegum.
Hubba Bubba. Yeah. I do remember Hubba Bubba.
So there's now an adult version, and it's liquor in the form of gin, and it tastes like Hubba Bubba. It's called Sweet Little Bubba Hubba Bubblegum Gin.
How's that sound to you guys?
Does it get you drunk?
Yeah, good. What's the alcohol content?
Gin.
All right, let's do it.
Well, yeah, but you probably have to chew the whole pack.
Okay.
No, it's gin, right? Not gum.
No, it's gin. It's like an actual liquor.
Oh! We thought it was gum.
I'm so serious. It sounded like it was gin gum.
But it's got the bubblegum flavor.
You know how like some gum used to have like big red in the middle? Like you bite. I thought that's what it was. Yes. You bite the gum and there'd be a little bit of rum inside of it.
I often wonder about, because I don't drink. I've never had a drink. So I wonder if I eat candy and there's like liquor inside of it, does that count?
No.
What? Probably, or if you? Oh, you if lying? You have like?
Yeah, I'm lying, but no.
So it is.
Yes, it would count because you would be able to taste it, and it could.
There's still the alcohol in the candy.
What about beer battered onion rings?
That's not a thing because that cooks out the alcohol.
Right.
It does.
Yeah. So that when does that go up on the market, Morgan number two?
So it is online right now. It already sold out of the first batch, and now you can get on the waiting list for the next round, and it's only like $27.
There it is. By the way, I saw a picture of you and your boyfriend on Instagram.
Yeah.
He's back?
Not quite, but soon.
He came in for the last weekend from Wisconsin?
No, I went up on our vacation, and I spent time with him and his family.
Is he skinnier? Has he lost some weight?
No.
He's looking pretty good.
Yeah, he does.
Maybe it's
I
the beard.
That too.
Did you notice her boyfriend's looking pretty good?
I did.
I thought he always was super fit.
Oh, I don't know. But maybe it's the beard that makes him look skinnier.
Oh.
Yeah, tell him I said he's looking pretty cute.
I will tell him.
Don't say that?
No, don't do that.
All right, Morgan number two. Thank you. Hey, what do 24-year-olds care about? Yeah.
Bobby Bones is on. It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So there's this 5-year-old boy, never gotten on a diving board, so scared to jump into the deep end head first. And this 95-year-old Air Force veteran happened to be at the pool at the same time and was like, you know what, kid? I'm going to show you how it's done. There is nothing to be scared of.
Wait, 95 years old? 95.
95. Wow. Served in World War II.
Wow.
Yeah, got up on the diving board, and like family members had to help him get up there, though, because, you know, he's elderly. So then he leaned over, did a half dive, half belly flop straight into the pool. But you know what? It gave the little boy the courage to go right behind him.
That belly flop.
So he
wasn't
did his first.
Right.
Yeah.
And he probably wasn't able to fully get there. But I bet the kid liked the effort.
Totally.
But yeah, that belly flop hurts.
Probably that. He was like, oh, that was a mistake.
Here we go. No. Yeah.
He was taken to the hospital.
Who was?
Oh, no.
I'm joking.
Amy.
Okay, so there we go. Okay, thank you very much. That is your Tell Me Something Good.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Oregon. A man was on a nice hike. He gets to the top of a waterfall. He's like, oh, perfect place for a selfie.
Oh, yeah.
And he climbs out on the waterfall. Oop, loses his balance, slips, falls 50 feet.
Wow.
Lands on a rock and breaks his pelvis.
Oh, no. Oh.
Did he get the picture, I wonder?
I don't know. And I don't know if he has his phone still. Because he's falling, it's woo!
Oh,
that's such
man.
A bummer.
Yeah.
I didn't. He needs to come up with a better story.
He does?
Yeah. Other than I was trying to take a selfie.
Oh, the video's crazy.
There's videos?
Yeah, because there's people down at the bottom. Oh. They see him.
So if someone sees him holding the phone up, and then I don't want to see it.
No, you don't want to see it.
It's bad.
It's bad. I'm going to watch it again. I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonus story of the day.
Come on, y'all. Bobby Bones Show.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Let's talk to Mike D for 1 second. Mike D writes a lot of our games. Mike D has now his top three Netflix shows of the year. Is that right?
Yeah.
You just watched The Staircase.
I did.
And I said, hey, the first episode's kind of sucky.
Yeah, I stopped after the first one initially.
Yeah, we talked about that because we both gave up.
But it's definitely like a snoozer.
Yeah. And I was like, trust me.
Yeah.
I don't say that often. I said, trust me. Get back into the show. So you watch the second episode, it was pretty good.
Yeah, and then around episode 3, it picked up, and it was really good.
Right?
Yeah.
Wasn't The Staircase a fantastic show overall?
Fantastic, really good.
It's so tough. Ed, did you watch it yet?
No, but can I just start it at 3 then?
No, you have to.
I have to
No,
watch
you need
it.
To know the.
It's Lucky Charms, man. You got to eat the oats before you get to the marshmallows.
Okay.
And it's oats galore. Because that first episode.
2 episodes.
You just think to yourself, it's never going to get good.
Oh, man.
But man, it does.
Okay.
So, what Mike D has here is the top three Netflix show of the year, according to you, right? Mike D's a 27-year-old guy, wears all black, likes punk rock, wants a face tattoo.
He has a Post Malone.
Yeah. Currently has his first ever girlfriend. Just giving him some background here. You know Mike D skateboards?
I just found out.
Yeah.
Are you pretty good or no?
Nah, not really.
But you do enough?
I can go on it and do a couple tricks. That's about it.
All right, at number three on your best Netflix shows of the year, Mike D.
I went with The Staircase.
The Staircase. There it is. Nice. There it goes. Very good. All right. That's a lot. That's a lot. Number two.
Oh, with season 2 of Glow.
Yeah, it's pretty good, huh?
Yeah, I like it a lot.
Amy, did you watch Glow season 1?
No, I've never seen it because you told me it probably wasn't my thing. Glow.
It's probably not.
Yeah.
Only because you now have kids and your time is so divided.
Right.
That if you only get one thing, I don't think this is it.
Which I appreciate that.
Yeah, but I did really like it.
What's a quick synopsis on that?
It's
wrestling?
Based on the true story of the gorgeous ladies of wrestling back in the 80s, the female wrestling.
Okay, got it.
And so, but it's a scripted show. It's kind of funny. It's only like 23-minute episodes.
Okay.
But it's good. Yeah, yeah. And the number one show on Netflix this year, Mike D.
Evil Genius.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Amy, watch that one?
Yeah.
What is your synopsis of Evil Genius?
Oh, man, that was just... crazy, the whole what happened with him and how the mastermind behind it and why she was crazy.
Well, so okay, here's the point.
Thanks for telling us all that.
Well,
the guy goes into a bank with a bomb around his neck and he robs the bank. And it's not a spoiler, but the cops are going, okay, that's not real. Or if it is real, you're the one that put it there. Well, then the bomb goes off and blows him up.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going, wait a minute, what just happened? And so it's a docuseries on Netflix.
Yeah.
Amy, how would you describe the show?
Oh, I didn't know you...
It was crazy.
Bobby, okay, back up.
So give me the synopsis of the show.
Okay, back up. You get on to me a lot for spoiling things. So, like, I get nervous about what I should say and what I shouldn't say. So
wait, you're getting on to me for getting on to you for spoiling things? Man, she turned stuff around quick.
Is that a deflection?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Mike D, thank you very much. I don't disagree with any of those picks. I think they're all fantastic.
But what about Wild Wild Country?
Oh, it's a good one.
That's good, too.
Yeah.
But he only had three, Amy.
But are we just getting old? We think all the real stuff's good.
All the old documentaries on real life stuff.
Morgan, number two, you're 24. Do you think those shows are good or no?
No, honestly, I like to watch like the feel-good stuff, the comedies, rom-coms. I don't really watch the serious stuff.
Oh, there's some rom-com in Wild Wild Country.
No, there isn't. Zero.
Wild Wild Country is a show, a documentary about this group that took over in Oregon.
Yeah.
And they bought hundreds and hundreds, thousands of acres of land. And they built their own, basically,
town.
Country in America.
Yeah. Basically trying to take over the
It's
state.
Unbelievable. Yeah, watch that. Mike D, thank you very much.
Thanks.
All right, thanks everybody for being here.
Show.
Raymundo, who sits in the glass room, and what he does is he edits audio all day. I cut commercials, all the things that you hear on the show, all the clips of songs. Like, that's what he does. He's cutting. And so he comes to me and he says, hey, you know what the listeners want? I said, no, what do the listeners want?
Usually what they call for and what they're asking, they say, more talk, less music.
Okay, and so what do you then propose?
thing that came to me was, why don't we speed up the songs?
That's logical.
So, have you sped up some songs to hear?
Yeah, I have some examples how it would sound in the morning when you're listening to these songs sped up.
So that means if the song was sped up, there's more time for us to be able to talk.
Yeah, you're going to have 30 seconds to a minute more every segment to talk, explain about your life, and have fun on the air.
Okay, so what is the first song I have up here is I Was Jack, You Were Diane. Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is a song if you're not familiar with it. Do you turn it? Yeah. Do you sing along? Now, if we're doing the show, you'd rather it sound like do you turn it up? Do you sing along? Every time you hear that song, like we did it. It makes me want to talk faster.
How much time does that shave off?
Well, that one right there in particular is going to shave off 20 seconds for the whole song. Then I've sped up others even faster, so it's going to give you probably 2 minutes more a segment.
Oh, wow. Okay, so.
Coming.
You know this song from Keith Urban?
Yes.
Okay, Reyes sped this one up here.
Coming.
How much time does this shave off?
People are going to be driving to work in such a hurry.
The speeding tickets are just flying up.
And not to mention, Keith Urban might not like that.
But even like, yeah, I mean, think of how much more content we could cover if we all just sped up our talking.
And you're talking
that's
so fast.
That's true, too. No, she's doing that. There's a rude point. We can talk about so much.
Okay. We talk faster, we can talk about more.
Kenny Chesney, Get Along. Speed this one up.
Yeah, it's got to be trimmed up. Speed it up. That way we can talk more.
Get along. That's funny. What about the slow songs or like Mercy? Yeah. Like this may be tough.
It can still be done.
So a slow song like Brett Young Mercy. We could speed it up.
It's gonna sound a little different.
It's like techno.
And then we get back to the show.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a number two this week. Mercy. All right, we're back.
What a jam.
I love that song.
Well, thank you, Raymond.
Yeah. Sometimes you
gotta keep big hit right now. I'd be interested to hear Morgan Evans Kiss Somebody sped up, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sometimes you gotta kiss somebody. All right.
Bones, it's weird at first. It really is weird at first, but people might get used to this.
I feel like everybody would just get where they needed to go, like, way early.
Aren't most things uncomfortable, too, before they're awesome?
Yes.
Exactly.
It wow. might sound weird, but it's not wrong.
All right.
That's right. The Bobby Bones Show. You want to see if you can name the song by 1 second of a name?
Yeah.
See if you can name this song right here. 1 second of it.
Most people are good.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, let's just go around real quick.
Oh, well, this is hard.
Is it?
It's a tough one.
I mean, I don't know.
Sometimes.
That's a full second. You're only getting 1 second of the song.
A full second.
Okay, that one doesn't count as a point.
Oh.
You ready for this one, Amy? Amy, song number one. 1 second of it.
I got
shades on top, back rolling through the windows. Damn me, baby.
What?
Interesting.
Windows back. Well, around me, baby. Pour it on easy now. Just chilling it. Cole Swindell.
Chilling. I'm sorry. I can't. I already hit the buzzer anyway. Shades
on top, back. She got there, though.
She sang the whole song,
she
Eddie.
Did
sing I did not. Minutes. Yeah, from 1 second, I got all that, though.
No point for you.
Oh, man.
Lunchbox.
Yeah.
Name the song, 1 second of it. There you go. 1 second of it. You can't get irritated.
Yeah, stop.
Go ahead.
So ah!
3 seconds.
They're cruising.
Cruising. Cruising.
I know it's not it, but I'm
coming.
So close.
Eddie, you get 1 second of the song.
And I can get 1 point right now.
That's right. And take the lead.
Come on.
Ready? You want to hear it again?
Yeah.
1 second. That's it. There you go.
Yeah. My kind of party.
Oh, no. Small town boy. She loves a small town boy like me. She's my ride or die. I'm going to tell you, this game does not seem hard to me because I'm looking at the answers.
Yeah, it's tricky.
But I think I'd be really good at it. Okay, I'm ready.
Yeah.
You get 1 second.
I have to pretend this is for somebody else because then I know it.
Okay, sure. Whatever it takes you. Here you go.
What?
Oh, that's amazing.
What? Right?
I love that one.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
That one's a home run.
Come on, Amy.
You want to hear it again? 1 second of the song. Come on, Amy.
It's like a blinker or something.
Is it?
Or a TikTok.
Well, we know it's a TikTok. Go ahead.
Time, Father of Time. Ooh, Father June. Father.
Good guess. Amy.
What?
Eddie, I know you know it.
Yeah,
Eddie.
I do know
okay,
it.
Okay, so go. It's got to be something. Is it a little bit different? It's not current
Bones, just
country?
Just play it and you sing it.
Is it?
Okay, ready? Here you go.
Take a seat. Come on, Amy.
Come on.
I'm losing my mind just a little.
Do you hear it
like
now?
One of the biggest songs this year.
Yeah.
Yes, of course I hear it now.
Yeah. Morgan number two, do you know that one?
I knew that one, yeah.
Lunchbox, you know that one?
No.
Okay, thank you.
I never bashed you. I was like, man, that's a tough one.
Lunchbox, ready?
Yeah.
1 second out of the song.
Oh.
Come on. You got this one.
Oh, my God.
Everybody knows it when it's not their turn. But
I know.
Yes.
Oh, that's tequila.
Oh.
Whoa, tequila.
Yes.
Eddie, you got to have this to tie.
Oh, my goodness.
Amy, you've been eliminated.
Oh.
Eddie, to tie.
He got so lucky with that
guess. If you don't get it right, he wins.
Okay, all right.
Ready?
No pressure. Got it.
Go ahead. You want to hear it again? Just
nope.
For safety?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Dirt on my boots.
Might have a little dirt on my boots.
Oh, it's on, LB.
Sudden death.
Oh!
Write your answer down.
Oh, write my answer. I need a pin.
Eddie and Lunchbox.
All right,
they're at it.
I'm shaking.
Here we go.
I'm not shaking. I'm confident.
I want this win so bad.
Song number one. Write them down. Here we go. There you go.
Hit it again.
And it's just writing to make noise over there. Like it just
it's a long
head.
Title, Lunchbox.
Yeah, it's a long one.
Got it.
You know it, Lunch.
Hey, Amy.
Amy's rooting against Eddie. Eddie's the villain in games now.
Because I always win.
Hit it again. You guys gotta be quiet.
Okay. Oh, sorry.
What song is that?
I think I got that.
He's stressing.
Nah, there's no stress in my breath.
I've only mentioned it like seven times.
Was that supposed to rhyme?
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Then I got it wrong.
Lunchbox, what do you think it is?
The Dance.
Oh.
Dance.
No.
I don't think that's a terrible guess.
Why
it's not?
Not
it. I don't think it's a terrible guess. Well, I just, it's him.
Okay.
It's him.
Okay.
The fact that he got us the name of a song. No. Eddie, for the win.
Are you ready, Bones?
Yeah.
Mercy.
If you're going to bring
me. There it is. You want a bonus one, Eddie?
Yes,
I
please.
Do.
Nope.
No, you've been eliminated.
Stop.
Eddie, this is a tough one.
It's only for the winner. Sugarland.
Oh, okay.
Stuck like glue. Nope, it's babe. Nope. Okay. Dear mom and dad, please send money. Oh, what is it?
It's all right. It's All I Want to Do.
All I want to do.
There he is. Give this guy a piece of candy.
Yeah.
A piece of candy.
Yeah.
Eddie was admiring my Forrest Gump shoes, Aim. You know, I have like these red, white, and blue Nikes.
And the running ones?
Yeah, they're the same ones that Forrest Gump ran in the movie. So
yeah.
I bought him a pair and brought them to him this morning. And I was like, hey, man, I got you some shoes. And now he won't stop doing Forrest Gump impressions.
Oh, I've just been looking at him being like, oh, and I ran from one side of the ocean. And when I got there, I just turned around and ran back.
Is that ever not funny? Are Forrest Gump impressions ever not funny?
I love them. There's so many of them. And everyone quotes them and everyone knows them because they all saw the movie.
Is that the most quoted movie of our lifetime, Forrest Gump? Like, think about it
what
for
think,
a second.
What do you think, Amy?
Amy, you think Forrest Gump's the most quoted movie of our lifetime?
Probably. I mean, especially when you do it with his voice.
I think a big part of it is, one, the movie was 5 hours.
Yeah, it's really long.
Two, it was a monster movie. And three, it was kind of easy to do the impression. Even if you can't do impressions, everyone kind of do Forrest.
Right.
Because I can't do an impression.
When I got tired, I slept. When I got hungry, I ate. And when I had to go, I went. Yes.
Nailed it.
So good.
Morgan number two with the Forrest Gump.
Come Come on,
is
Morgan.
Is it funny? You're 24. Is that a thing?
Yeah, I mean, people do that all the time. I love Forrest Gump.
But is that a movie, like, for me, Gone with the Wind? It was before my time.
Yeah.
But Forrest Gump, is that before your time?
I don't think so. I'm not sure when it filmed, but I love it. Yeah. Life is like a box of chocolates.
Oh, my goodness.
There she is.
Okay. That's pretty terrible.
I know.
That's good, though. I like that. That's pretty terribly awesome. I think that Forrest Gump's the most quoted movie of our lifetime. Anyone want to throw one in the ring here?
Like, Pretty Woman?
No.
No.
The only Pretty Woman quotes that I know...
Don't put baby in a corner.
That's Dirty Dancing.
Ah, see?
Right.
What's your Pretty Woman quote? Because you've never even seen it.
Where she's like, I'm a hooker.
No.
Did she say that?
No.
Oh, is that on a quote?
No. You know the one where she's shopping, and she goes back into the store with all the shopping bags, and she goes, big mistake. Huge. I have to go shopping now. So if anyone ever says big mistake, huge, they're referring to Pretty Woman.
Oh,
I know. I guess I know that quote. Okay. I did know that quote.
Or, oh my goodness, I got a runner in my pantyhose. I'm not wearing any pantyhose.
Oh boy,
I've heard that one too. But I think Forrest Gump still is.
Yes.
Anchorman, there's a lot of, but okay. it wasn't as big because it was a cult comedy. And Forrest Gump, everybody loved Forrest Gump. I think Forrest Gump's the greatest movie of our lifetime.
For sure. Number one. Yes.
Pound for pound, that and Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, that's number two for me.
Would you agree or disagree with that?
Well, the other two I was thinking of were Step Brothers or Mean Girls. Those are the two that I hear a lot of quotes on.
Step Brothers, again, I loved it, but I don't think most of America, it didn't penetrate most of America.
Okay.
Mean Girls, though, solid.
Yeah, people quote that one a lot.
Lunchbox,
I've never seen
anything?
It.
I think Forrest Gump, just because life is like a box of chocolates. I don't know a single Mean Girls tweet or quote, whatever. I don't even know that movie. Is that Lindsay Lohan?
Yeah, it's Lindsay Lohan.
Napoleon Dynamite
for
certain quick times. God.
Delicious best.
God.
Yeah. What's the other one that he does? Oh, his brother Kip. So what are you talking about? Stop. Right when you do that? I don't know, dude.
Well, I think maybe just the character Uncle Rico, probably.
Amy's fascinated with Uncle Rico. It's her husband. She
yes.
Did. Yeah. All right. The Bobby Bones
Show. Let's go.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
Tell me something good.
Lunchbox, you're up, babe.
There's a men's club in Saginaw, Michigan. They collect shoes every year for underprivileged kids. This year, they had the Breakfast of Champions, and they surprised 300 kids with brand new pairs of shoes. And over the 9 years, they've donated 3,000 pairs of shoes.
Man, that's really cool. Good for them. Where is that? Saginaw, Michigan?
Saginaw, Michigan. Shout out.
Shout out to Saginaw. You ever been to Saginaw?
No, no, you know where it is in Michigan, is it?
Like, hey, Ray, you're from Michigan. Where's Saginaw?
Yeah, it's in the Lower Peninsula.
Are you making that up?
No, it's in the LP.
So, what part did you live?
I was in the Upper Peninsula, right next to Wisconsin and Minnesota.
Is that the Mitten?
Above the Mitten.
You lived above
the
Mitten?
It's the snow that falls on the Mitten.
So, in the state of Michigan...
Yeah.
I know the Mitten.
There's a part above the Mitten that's not even connected to the Mitten. The only way it's connected is by a bridge.
So, there's you look at it and go, that's the snow?
Yeah.
Falling on the Mitten?
Yeah, because it looks like snow falling on a Mitten.
Huh. So you lived on an island?
Oh. Yeah, I didn't even live in the Mitten. Everybody always assumes that. So, like, point in the Mitten. I wasn't in the Mitten.
Oh, man.
It was the snow that falls on the
Mitten.
You
were so unfairly judged.
Exactly.
Wow. Oh, well, shout out Saginaw and shout out to that group. That's pretty cool. That's telling something good.
Bobby Bones. You can find us on Facebook, too, at Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, what's happening, guys? You know, you get on your phone, you're always tinkering around, trying to find stuff to do. There's a lot of games, a lot of apps out there. But I'll say this, there's only one Best Fiends. And if you're like me, you're tired of the same old apps on your phone. And let me recommend to you the puzzle game Best Fiends. There's a ton, they've been saying infinite amount of challenging puzzles, thousands of levels to play, and tons of characters to collect. It's the perfect game to play whenever you want. You can play with family, friends, by yourself. Either way, you won't get bored. And you won't be using your thumb, going, there's nothing to do on my phone. The best part, you can even play without internet connection, so you can play literally anytime, anywhere. Morgan, number two, plays it before the show starts. I catch myself playing Best Fiends just all the time, sitting somewhere, play some Best Fiends. Give it a try, and you can tell me where you catch yourself playing Best Fiends. Download Best Fiends for free on the App Store or Google Play today. That's Friends without the R, Best Fiends, and you can be part of the club.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
Woo! This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Yeah. Monday, Monday, na, 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 na. Oh, man. I don't know, man. It's just like summer's over, kind of.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's over.
School's back. All the things are happening right now. Amy with the corny.
The morning corny.
What do you call a pond filled with fake fish?
What do you call a pond filled with fake fish?
A decoy pond.
A decoy pond.
Get it?
Oh, koi fish? Koi,
yes. Yeah. Come on.
That was the morning corny.
And there you have it. Another corny down. All right. Thanks for hanging.
The Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones.
Monday morning confessions. The only thing about this is you call, you tell us your confession, and you're good to go.
Yeah.
You've been forgiven.
Well, basically.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Hey, Krista in Boston, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Monday morning confession. Go ahead. What you got?
I am going to be purchasing concert tickets to, and without him, my husband knowing I'm purchasing them.
Okay, well, here's the hang up on this for me. It just depends what the concert is.
It's Cole Swindell and Dustin Lynch.
Yeah, we're good with that one. We're good with that one.
And so I already have tickets to Kenny Chesney, so I'm good, but he doesn't know about this one.
So what would he say if he found out you were buying these tickets without him knowing?
He would probably say the kids have school clothes to purchase, and we should have done it that way first. But
yeah, but school clothes versus Cole Swindell?
Come on.
You're forgiven. Come on, you're forgiven. There you go.
Don't worry about
it. This will make memories.
Yeah.
Clothes don't make memories.
Winter.
Yeah.
Who needs mittens in Boston? You
right,
know what I mean?
Yeah.
Paul in Ohio. What's up, buddy?
Hey, how's it going? I have told my boss that I need to take my kids to school on Friday mornings. So I can listen to the Friday morning dance party.
That's a good one, for sure.
It's at 9 o'clock, and I don't show up till 9:15 every Friday because it kicks my ends my week with just feeling great.
You got those kids. I get it. As a parent, it's your duty to make sure they get to school.
That's right.
AKA listen to the dance party. Yeah, we like that one. Hey, that's a good call. You forget my buddy.
Thanks.
All right, bud. It's a good call. Hey, listen, Friday morning confessions or whatever. What's today? Monday.
Yeah, Monday.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones, y'all.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Time now for Monday Morning Confessions. Dun, dun, dun. Let's go over and talk to Carissa. Hey, Carissa in Alabama.
Hi, how are y'all this morning?
We're really good. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. On my way to work.
Well, tell me something here.
Oh, well, whenever me and Mike's husband were getting ready to go through our divorce and all, I went and was packing all my stuff to move out, and I went and took his favorite Miami toothbrush, and I scrubbed the toilet with it.
Oh, what? My goodness. What? Man.
What?
And I never, ever even told him. So he usually listens to y'all, so he'll probably find out this morning.
Oh, great.
So in your heart, what were you proving with that?
It was really just getting back at him for all he had done to me.
Mm. I tell you, those toothbrush ones are tough for me because I'm such a germaphobe. It's so tough for me to go, what if I brush my teeth with someone's poop?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because that's what that
so
is.
So many germs.
How do you feel about yourself right now, Carissa? Like, do you feel like that was still justified, like worth it? Do you wish you wouldn't have done it?
Oh, I probably would do it again.
You would do it again. Well, I'll say one thing about you. You hold true to your convictions.
Mm-hmm.
That's so gross.
It leaves a bad taste in your mouth.
Well, thank you for the call. Appreciate you. Oh, man. That's a tough one right there. Let me do one more. Hey, Tasha in Arkansas. Monday morning confessions.
Yes, I actually lie to my children. When they act up or act bad or something happens in the house, I actually tell them that there are cameras in all the light bulbs at the house. So I'll tell them, well, I'll just go check the cameras, and they always end up tattling on themselves.
Like a casino.
Yeah, that's pretty much. Like, yeah. We have security in our house.
Cameras and all the things.
Oh, that's a good idea.
It's actually a good one.
Yeah. Oh, look at you two.
I like
what?
That.
Right, taking a note.
Mm-hmm. I might steal that one.
Hey, well, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Where do you live in Arkansas?
Hot Springs.
You know, that's my town.
I know. That's what I told them.
Yeah, that's my town. Well, hey, thank you very much. Hopefully I'll see you soon.
All right.
See you soon, cousin Tasha.
Yeah, it's probably your cousin.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, Amy.
What?
Is that right, Amy?
You can't make that
joke,
Amy.
You can't make that joke. Only I can.
Whatever. Bobby
Bones Show. So Lunchbox mentors a kid. He doesn't like to talk about it because he's always like, I'm tough. I don't do nice things. But he does. Like, he mentors a kid. How old is the kid?
He is in second grade.
8.
Yeah.
So, you can tell him what happened.
So, I was at mentoring the other day, and I don't know if they're just learning about this whole 911 thing or whatever, but we're walking by, like, the, I guess it's the information desk where a receptionist usually sits during the day, and there's a telephone back there. And he runs back there and dials 911. And he called, and they answer, and he's like, I just called to say what up, and he hung up the phone.
Oh, no.
What'd you do, mentor?
What'd you do?
He probably told him to do it.
Exactly.
They both laughed and ran away.
I'm just like, do it again.
No, I'm just like, you did not really just call. I'm like, oh my goodness. And they call right back. I'm like, no, everything's good. But then they had to send a cop up there.
Boy, yeah, you answered. Everything's good. It's okay.
An adult man answered.
Nope.
I know an 8-year-old just called, but it's all right.
I know I'm an adult man, unknown, with an 8-year-old. All good here.
I promise I'm not dangerous. I'm a good guy.
Trust me. That's no teeth, Keith.
All good. I had the best mentor, too. He taught me everything enough.
Good thing you answered that phone, Lunch.
We'll be at the park.
I mean, what is I supposed to do? And I mean, oh, man.
My stomach hurts. Laughing too hard. So he calls 911. They call back. You answered.
They say, is there a problem? I said, no. And I tried to explain the situation. I'm the mentor.
What was the situation? You okay?
Said, well, look, I mentored this after school program, and I'm the mentor. That's my mentee. And I guess they're learning about 911. And he just saw the phone and he called. And they're like, and I'm like, everything's good. And they're like, okay. And they send a cop up there anyway, just to make sure.
So when the cop arrives.
Oh, I didn't handle it after that. That's when the head of the program has to deal with it. I don't have to deal with that. Like, I was like.
Did you mentor your kid anyway afterward about that and what happened?
Well, I was just like, you can't do that. Like, you're going to get in trouble. And he's like, no, they tell you to call 911. And I was like, and so now he's suspended for a couple days.
Oh, no.
From what?
What?
From the after school program. Because you can't do that.
Got suspended?
Absolutely.
Can you go rogue mentoring?
No, I can't go rogue because they pick up on the school bus and everything bring it to the facility.
Amy brought up a great point that was totally laughed over because we're all laughing. Lunchbox was mentoring a kid that got suspended on his watch.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, guys.
You should have gotten suspended.
You can't blame
me.
You're
suspended.
I am not the one that picked up the phone and called 911. Oh,
you have to start putting that probably in your application to mentor.
Like, you're a permanent record. Your mentee got suspended from
mentor. So, tell us about your past experience.
Oh.
Well,
got a kid kicked out of mentee class.
That kid's like later in life, like it's wherever. So what are you in for? Well,
it all started.
What happened?
He's like, well, it all started back when I was in second grade, I had this mentor named Lunchbox.
Dang, dude!
Oh my gosh.
Dang, dude!
Yeah.
Do you tell your kid about the gang you're in, Little White Criminals?
No, I haven't told him anything about that. I'm trying to teach him respect and how to respect others. Keep your hands to yourself.
Hands to yourself. Wait, okay.
All right.
Yeah, treat others how you want to be treated. Things like that.
Okay.
You're trying to teach him that. And you got to do in the second semester. We'll do SMART goals where they come up with a goal that's specific, measurable, attainable, and traceable.
Specific, measurable, attainable. Oh, you forgot the R. What's R? You didn't do R.
You forgot
reachable.
Yeah.
No, reachable.
Did you say it?
Yeah, I think I said reachable.
Okay.
Well, no, because that's attainable. I don't remember. Okay. But
you don't remember the rules?
No, it's something like that.
If you forget, just call 911. They got all the answers.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's the dumb debate of the day. Bum, bum, bum. Do you put ketchup in the cabinet or the refrigerator? Now, think about it before you answer.
I know.
I know, too.
Write it down, because I don't want you guys all affecting each other. Do you put ketchup in the cabinet or the refrigerator? We'll go all the way around the room. Everybody's in here. It's the dumb debate of the day. I like to get everybody around, gathered around the microphones for the dumb debate of the day. Amy, I'm going to start with you. You got a bottle of ketchup. Mm-hmm. You squirt it. Then you put it back where?
In the fridge.
In the fridge, she says. Okay. All right, Morgan, number two. What do you think?
Definitely in the fridge.
In the fridge. Wow, two fridges. Okay, Eddie?
Come on, man. There's only one place to put it. In the fridge.
In the fridge.
Yes.
Wow. Mike D., where do you put the...
Wrote down in the fridge.
Wow, all you fridgers, huh?
Bones?
Raymundo, where do you put the...
Fridge.
Wow. Am I the only one that's going cabinet?
Stop it. You're the only one going restaurant?
Oh,
they leave it out.
Okay, but here's the deal with restaurants.
I leave it out. I mean, I don't leave it out. I put it back in the cabinet. Yeah.
Okay. Restaurants go through ketchup like super fast.
Me too.
Because there's a high turnover.
Yeah, me too. Every day. Every
day. Daily.
More.
Okay. That used to be me. And when I cut back on ketchup, I cut back on, like, I lost weight because, like, ketchup was like a carrier of food. So I'd eat more. But I think you should probably be putting it in the fridge.
I don't really eat that much ketchup.
That's exactly my point.
Yeah, thank you for saying that. Yeah, put it in the fridge, dude.
Now you really need to put it in the
fridge. I think I just leave it out and forget about it. I'm like, yeah, whatever. I was reading the internet poll, and it's like 52 to 48, which we're not the same. Like, you guys are mostly all fridgers, and now I've been convinced. So we're all fridgers now.
Oh, wow, good.
Amy just fridge-shamed me.
Mm-hmm.
She did.
Yeah, I know what that feels like. But, yeah, ketchup goes in, according to you guys, the fridge.
Yeah.
I wonder where Lunchbox will put it.
Ooh,
I don't know.
You had to guess.
Living room.
What's up with him? Anybody
coffee
talk to
table?
Him?
Nope. Have not talked to him.
Raymundo?
I talked to him the other day.
What did he say?
Said that he sleeps in intervals now. He can only get maybe 2.5 hours of sleep.
No, he told us that he was going to be sleeping the whole time.
No, he said he's got to wake up and he'll take care of the baby. He said he'll watch TV with the baby because his wife has to pump all the time. So she'll just sit with the pump and he'll sit with the kid.
But he told us he was going to be getting all his naps the same.
Mm-hmm.
That she isn't going to be taking care of all that.
This, this baby was not going to change his life, he said.
Yeah, yeah. Is he doing still doing Jaeger?
Yeah,
no.
What about rec soccer? I wonder if he's hit up any games.
True. Oh, he does put that on his Insta story.
What?
When he's playing rec soccer still.
So he's still going?
Oh, yeah.
Even with the baby?
He's all sweaty.
In the papoose?
Yeah.
He's
yeah,
running with the baby?
In, what do you call it? Baby Bjorn.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no Lunchbox here again today. We're kind of figuring out what's going on with him. Is he just home? Apparently, waking up every 2 hours, like a normal good dad.
Yeah, and he does diapers, too.
Yeah, he told us that wasn't gross to him.
He says he does them every day.
Yeah. Eddie did not do diapers with his boys.
I did about maybe 5 total. Less than 10.
Through 2 sons.
Yeah.
10. No, 5. We're going with 5. You did 5.
Can we do 5 each? Because, just do 10. It makes me sound a little better.
Amy, how do you feel about that? If your husband and you had 2 babies, he only changed 5 diapers for your entire baby.
I wouldn't feel very good about it at all.
Would you probably get divorced?
Probably.
Whoa, really? There was this one time where, like, you know, he had clearly pooped in his diaper, and I was like, I'm not changing that.
So what'd you do?
When my wife came home, I was like, oh my gosh, he's got poop in his diaper. I'm like, oh, really? I didn't
like, for
smell
how
that.
Many hours did you let him sit like that?
Like an hour.
Eddie, that's so wrong.
I would do it for myself.
Oh,
that was
my
whole mentality in the whole thing. Would I sit and poop for an hour? Sure.
Bobby Bones.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
Tell me something good.
An attempted kidnapping in a small town near Minneapolis was stopped thanks to a neighbor being nosy. Video footage shows a woman outside a Domino's pizza when a man walks up, grabs her, and forces her across the street to his van. The neighbor heard some screaming, thought it was kids playing, wanted to go see exactly what was going on, but she saw a woman being forced into a van.
Oh my goodness.
So she calls the cops and goes, I think I'm seeing a kidnapping. And they pulled over the van, got the person out of it.
Wow.
How thankful are you if you're that woman that someone came out? Because me, I hear something, I don't go check on it.
Mm-mm.
Actually, I run from it. I go, what is that? I don't want to get beat up. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
That's crazy. The kidnapper's been caught. Shout out. I guess there's no name, huh? Would you want your name, Lunchbox, if you did this?
Absolutely. If you're going to do something heroic in the news, you need to get your publicity, because then people start a GoFundMe page for you, and you become rich.
Her name, they're handing me to me. Cindy Vadnais. Do you want to give her some money for GoFundMe?
No, I don't, but somebody will.
Okay.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Come on, Bobby.
Let me ask you a question. This is weird, and I think you'll probably go, oh, once it sets in. Is there anybody that you follow on Instagram and then you feel like you're probably way better friends with but you're really not? Like, you just see them and you watch them and you're like, you feel like you know them better than you do.
Yeah.
And you kind of wish you did. Like, is there anyone like that?
Yeah.
Who for you?
Oh, me. I'm super close with Karen Fairchild.
There you go.
Yeah, we're, I mean, we talk all the time. Like,
from Little Big Town.
On comments or in stories, you know?
Yeah.
Like, or likes. We have a really good relationship.
Is there anybody Lunchbox that you watch? You don't follow anybody.
No, but my wife.
Lunchbox follows zero people on Instagram. Yeah.
She follows Carly from The Bachelor.
Yeah.
And she thinks they are best friends. She's never met the woman in her life. And she's like, oh my gosh, Carly was doing. And I'm like, you've never met her. You've never talked to her. She's like, but we would be best. And she talks to me all about her life. She thinks they are best friends. And she lives here and she lives in Nashville. And she's like, one day, watch, we're going to be friends because I follow her on Instagram and our personalities are the same.
Isn't that amazing? Because I'll tell you mine in a second. But here, you can call us if you have one where you follow somebody and you're like, oh, like I have this bond with them. They don't even know it. The number is 877-77-BOBBY. That's phone number. Eddie, anybody that you follow?
Not really. If I had to pick one, it'd be like Chris Jansen. Like, I feel like I'm on the road with him every weekend because he does a lot on the road.
And he doesn't come off the road.
That's right.
Yeah. Mine is Jaren Johnson from Cadillac 3. Like, his kid, Jude the Dude, like, I know the whole story.
Jude the Dude's his kid's name?
Yeah. And Jude, he just had a baby. And he's lived, like, two lives, the rock and roll life and the dad life.
Yeah.
And so it's like... We didn't get drunk last night. And I know Jaren, but I don't know him as well as I feel like I do from Instagram. Like, I feel like we're best friends. That's lead singer of the Cadillac 3. And yeah, I'm like, oh, dude, I took a picture today. Like, I talk back to her sometimes too. And like, yeah. Morgan, number two, do you have anybody that you. Because you're the young demo. What do you got over there? Johnny Kardashian?
No. Honestly, I think like my number one would probably be like, honestly, Amy. I followed her before.
Yeah.
And like, I was like, oh, we'd totally get along if we hung out before. Like, just following her through socials and working.
And do you get along?
Yeah, we get along.
There you go. There it is.
Yay!
That's what happened. Yeah. Cassidy, who do you follow on Instagram where you feel like you know them better than you really do? Cassidy, I know you're there.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi, sorry.
Go ahead.
I follow Lauren Akins on Instagram, and I swear we are best friends.
Oh, Thomas Rhett's wife.
Yes, Thomas Rhett's wife.
They do a good job. Like, Thomas, they do a good job of being, like, personal on there. That's good. That's a good one. Thank you for the call. It's all coming back now. Brooke in Phoenix City, Alabama. Who are you following that you're like, oh, I feel like I'm their friend?
Oh my goodness, all of you guys. I feel like you're my best friend. Amy's my best friend. Eddie. It's kind of weird. Like, I know everything about your life.
Well, I appreciate that. That's cool. Not Lunchbox, though. Yeah. Drunk last night. Whoa, so wrong. We had to make it so right. Let's get Keith rum and some cold Bud Light. Dang if we didn't get drunk last night. I said dang if we didn't get drunk last night. Whoa, so wrong. We had to make it so right. Let's get Keith rum and some cold Bud Light. Dang if we didn't get drunk last night. Thank you for all the calls. All of our Instagrams are up on BobbyBones.com.
Yeah!
Just follow the Jaren.
You follow the Jaren?
The Jaren right now.
His name's the Jaren.
The Jaren.
And that song's a jam too, right? Like, let's be serious for a second. The Bobby Bones Show. So, we're going to do Knock Knock Joke Tournament, and winner moves on. First up... Producer Raymond versus me.
Ooh.
Winner moves on.
Ooh.
Producer Raymond, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right, hit me with that joke. All right, knock, knock. Who's there?
The.
The who?
It's a great band, isn't it?
I like it.
Amy, name one The Who song.
Yeah, they played the Super Bowl.
Okay, 8 years ago. Stop it. Okay, my turn, Knock, knock.
Who's there?
No, Ray's got to do it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Guys.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Daisy.
Daisy who?
Daisy me rolling. They hating.
Oh, we have music.
Bones has music.
There are no rules. Yeah.
Ray, you should have been in a clip of The Who.
That was funny.
Hey. Morgan, number two, who is the winner?
I'm going to have to go with you, Bobby.
Oh, sure.
Thank you very much. They see me rolling. All right, next up, round number two, Amy versus Lunchbox. Ooh. You will do each other's Who's There. Okay.
Right.
Lunchbox, go ahead.
Oh, you want me to go first? Oh,
go ahead, Lunchbox.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Smell mop.
Smell my poo.
Gross! No thanks!
Oh, boy.
Oh, goodness.
Okay. All right.
He loved that.
Amy loved it, too.
Yeah.
Okay. Amy, go ahead.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Joe.
Joe who?
Joe Mama.
Okay. No way. They're the weakest pair.
Joe Mama? That's awesome. Are you joking? Too. Wait, what? Bobby, sorry we didn't have clips.
Okay. Morgan, number two, pick the winner of those two.
Yeah, Joe Mama.
Yeah, that's a little hard, but I'm going to have to go with Lunchbox.
Yeah!
What?
Moving on! Moving on!
Are you joking?
Hey, good
smell
attempt.
Smell my poo?
She must like that poo humor.
Yeah.
That must be her type.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll come back for the championship round. We play the song. And it's Lunchbox versus me. Is that right?
That's it.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Bobby Bones, y'all. National Knock Knock Championships are today. The final two competitors are Lunchbox and myself. Lunchbox, you're up. Go ahead.
Knock knock.
Who is there?
Cows go.
Cows go who?
No, you fool. Cows go moo.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Woo! Was that one over your head? You didn't get it or what?
Come on, over it.
I mean, okay. You were like stunned. You're like, wait, I don't get it. Oh, Cal's not. Oh, got it. Okay. I'm ready. Do I get to go two? Do you do two jokes in the final round?
No, just one.
Oh, okay, because I had another one. It was good.
Yeah, you didn't think it was good either, huh?
No, I have plenty.
Now he's begging for another
one.
Let's go.
I have another one.
Go ahead. Right.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
A door.
A door who?
A door is between us. Open up.
What?
Oh, my goodness.
That one's over your head.
All right, let's go to our judges. Morgan, number two.
Man, I don't know what it is. I think Lunchbox is making me laugh. I'm going to go with Lunch.
Yeah!
What? Nobody even laughed at his.
No one laughed at yours,
not funny
bud.
At all, Morgan.
No one laughed at yours.
Amy?
I liked your delivery. I'm going with... A door is between us. Open up.
1-1.
Open up.
Raymond, final call on the championship here.
I gotta go Bones. I've heard Lunchboxes like 10 times.
Yeah! Thank you very much.
Hey, you guys are such wimps. Let me tell you. You guys are scared to vote against your boss. I mean, that was probably
the...
Oh, come on.
That was probably the worst joke in the whole competition, and you gave him the championship on it. Oh, my goodness.
Victory lap.
Okay, go.
Amy, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Dozen.
Dozen who?
Does anybody want to open up? Let me in. It's cold out here.
Dozen. Oh, does anybody? Okay.
Oh,
yeah. See, that's what I'm saying. You guys gave that the championship.
No, that was the victory
right now.
Lap.
I'll say like,
hey, don't vote on that one.
Yeah.
I already won. Lunchbox, give us your extra one.
Oh, you want my? Oh, yeah. You ready?
Oh yeah.
Knock, knock.
Go ahead.
Knock, knock.
Who's there? Oh, my goodness.
Who's there?
I eat mop.
No. Don't say it.
That's funny. Lunch. See,
no,
you
it's
use
that's
that
the same joke. It's the same joke as the last one.
It is?
Yeah, it is, Amy.
It's a poo joke. It's another poo joke. Yeah. I eat my poo. Okay.
Oh, gross, man. That's way too much information.
Oh, my God.
Hey! Who's there?
Spell.
Spell who?
Okay. W-H-O.
Knock, knock.
Okay.
Raymond, do you have one that you didn't use?
Oh, yeah, right here. You ready? Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Amos.
Amos who?
A mosquito.
A mosquito.
All right, we're drunk.
A mosquito.
A mosquito. Get your bones on
Bobby Bones Show. A lot of segments are submitted, and sometimes they get rejected.
Rejected segments.
Oh, here we go. Segment number one that was rejected. Will Bobby play goalie for my soccer team?
Lunchbox.
Yeah, Lunchbox.
Which you've done that before.
Years ago.
Yeah.
But Lunchbox's co-ed team was without a goalie, and he wanted to have a whole segment talking about his soccer team and his good players and the bad players, and wanted to invite me to be goalie.
Yeah, it was a one-night thing. I wanted you to fill in. I thought you could get out there, you know, sow some of your athletic roots because you don't, you know, get out and play much anymore. You went and played flag football a little while back, and so I thought maybe he was craving to play soccer, but... never got brought up, so...
You're still trying to make this a bit.
Rejected. I got rejected.
That was rejected segments.
Yes.
Rejected segments.
How about this one? Eddie had an I feel cool moment.
Oh, yeah. That was cool.
This is a segment he wanted to do. We never got to.
Okay.
Can I tell you about it? Oh, man. I was wearing my Hey Dude hat that Chase Rice sent the station. And I was at Sonic, and the lady brought my order out. And she goes, cool hat. Where'd you get that from? I go, Chase Rice. How cool is that?
And what'd she say?
She was like, that's so cool.
She have it a tip. That's why I say
it
anyway.
Didn't tip her.
Yeah. Yeah, there it is.
Rejected segments.
So, like, but the idea behind that is we would all share a moment where we felt
of course,
cool.
I would never tell a story without offering you guys the floor.
Yeah.
It just didn't come up.
Yeah.
These are rejected segments. Raymond, our audio producer, says we need better etiquette around here. So, apparently, our phone screener, Hillary, had to go to the bathroom. And our head producer told her, hey, she says, Ray, Hillary had to go tinkle. And Ray thought that was not good etiquette, right?
Yeah, and I mean, that's a way that we can bring up stuff that you guys don't necessarily hear in the studio, and you would have never known about that if we didn't do a segment about it.
He wants to talk about how...
So what do you want her to... You don't like the word tinkle?
That needs to be eliminated. There also needs to be some etiquette. When packages come in the mail, people need to stop dive bombing. Let it get passed out. Not every person's entitled to every Pimp and Joy article of clothing.
Oh, you mean people are coming in?
Yeah.
Who are the Pimp and Joy shirt beggars around here?
There's a guy named Producer Tim.
Yes.
And there's a guy named Pitts.
And they just want all the free stuff?
They love to swarm, and yeah. I will always tell them, ask Amy, I'm not going to hand anything out. And we've actually had an issue where one of the sweatshirts, Pimp and Joy sweatshirt, went missing. But we'd never have known that. Right.
Rejected segments. Segment.
That's why.
Oh, man. Now we need to make sure we get them some stuff. Like, nobody needs to swarm. We just need to know.
Those all sound like good segments.
Yeah, they sound like pretty legit.
There we go. And that was rejected segments.
That was rejected segments.
The Bobby Bones Show.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So there's this 5-year-old boy, never gotten on a diving board, so scared to jump into the deep end head first. And this 95-year-old Air Force veteran happened to be at the pool at the same time and was like, you know what, kid? I'm going to show you how it's done. There is nothing to be scared of.
Wait, 95 years old? 95.
95. Wow. Served in World War II.
Wow.
Yeah, got up on the diving board, and like family members had to help him get up there, though, because, you know, he's elderly. So then he leaned over, did a half dive, half belly flop straight into the pool. But you know what? It gave the little boy the courage to go right behind him.
That belly flop
so
wasn't
he did
planned,
his first.
Right?
Yeah.
He probably wasn't able to fully get there. Yeah. But I bet the kid liked the effort.
Totally.
But yeah, that belly flop hurts.
Probably that. He was like, ooh, that was a mistake.
Like, here we go. No. Yeah.
He was taken to the hospital.
Who was?
Oh, no.
I'm joking.
Amy.
Okay, so there we go. Okay, thank you very much. That is your Tell Me Something Good.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
As we end the show today, I just want to remind you, go to Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram or bobbybones.com. See pictures and videos.
to the music we're listening to. It's all out there at bobbybones.com. Would you agree with that statement, Amy?
Yes, 100%.
Thank you very much. Have a great day, everybody.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.